make the goal of a common person in his life?
Happiness.
So why have you studied? Why have you become professional? So that we can earn money. Why do you want to earn money? Because we can, so that we can buy goods of the world. Why you want the goods of the world? Because I want to be happy. How long are we searching for this happiness? Beginningless time, anadikal. Beginningless time, we are searching for this happiness. Why are we searching happiness? Why not sorrow?
Because it is
our true nature. Okay. So why the things want to go to the true nature? Can you prove that everything tends to go to its true nature, its own nature?
The elements.
The
five elements.
Yes.
They all go to their own.
How?
The fire dies away.
Uh-huh.
The air also will the same. And water also will find its way.
Goes back to the ocean. And if you take a plot of earth, throw it up, it will come down. Space also, this space we have said, this is a shrine. Break the walls, what will happen? So everything tends to go to its own nature. So that is why we also tend to go to our true nature. But we don't know where exactly is the happiness. Where is happiness? It is within. How can you prove it? You have to prove it is within.
Because the objects don't give the same happiness to everybody. And they don't give the same happiness to you.
Well, one party is decided. The object don't have. How do you prove that you have? In deep sleep we are having. But first you have to prove that the happiness is not outside, it is inside. So we have proved that the objects of the world don't have
law
of remainder. Very good. Law of remainder says there are only two things, experiencer and experienced. So if the experienced don't have any sukh in it, and I am experiencing, so the law of remainder says, Vivekji says, law of remainder says, it is with me. And Anujaji also proved, in deep sleep, you can find without the objects of the world, you are happy. So the happiness is inside. Are we searching for a temporary happiness or a permanent happiness? Permanent happiness. World can world give me permanent happiness? No. Why?
What is impermanent cannot give.
Oh, very good. You all can be very good teacher, I tell you. So, a impermanent thing cannot give you permanent sukh. How is this permanent sukh? What is the quality of permanent sukh?
All the time, unchanging, unchanging all the time, and same, permanent, no, and change all the time.
Yes, you can consult your exercise book, everything, you are allowed. Anayasa, without effort you will get it. For worldly objects, for worldly sukh, you have to put in effort. Without effort, you will never get it. Anayas, without effort. Then, sarvada, always you will get. Sarvatra, everywhere you will get. Then? Chetan is there.
All the time. Not dependent on the outside.
Not dependent on the objects of the world. It is independent. So, anayasa, without effort. Number two. Sarvada, always, sarvatra, at all places, independent, it is not dependent on anything, and it is chetan. So, 5 points are there in permanent soak.
What's the point?
Chetan. It's not inert thing. It's not inert. You can experience it. You are experiencing the soak from through the objects of the world. But this is Chetan Sukh. Okay, that's also good. Good memory. How do I get this permanent Sukh?
Knowledge.
By knowledge. There are two type of things you can attain. One is apraptasya prapti, one which you don't have, and another is praptasya prapti. One is aprapta, for that you have to put in effort or for the worldly thing. Praptasya prapti, how can you get?
Recognize that you have it.
Only by knowledge. Praptasya prapti means it's only by knowledge. You don't have to do anything. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, many times, if I remember correctly, 12 times in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, gyatva, 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 you only have to know. Nothing is to be done. Nothing is to be done. Puja paath, nahi chahiye. Kuch nahi karna hai. Only you have to know. And the example,
the necklace, lady
in chain. Necklace. The story behind. Only on the first day.
I remember the story very well.
Got that necklace only once in your lifetime. That was on the first anniversary. Never after that, your husband gave. And somehow you are thinking that you have misplaced it, and you are searching whole house, all covered, you are not getting it, and you have not taken lunch, and in the evening when the husband comes, sees your face, understands something is wrong, then you say what is the thing which is missing, the most important for you. Then he says, it is there. You have searched everywhere, but you have not searched yourself. Similarly, for the sukh, we are going everywhere in the world, but we are not finding there. It is already with you. I told you a story, another story, about Sethji and his chore was traveling in the same train. And every night, Sethji used to keep that purse under the pillow of thief. Thief will check everywhere except his own pillow. So it is with us. And how can you get it? Only by knowledge. And how many types of sources of knowledge are there? Praman? 6 type of praman, I see. Pratyaksha. Man, Arthapatti, Ved Praman is Sabda Praman. So what is the source of knowledge for getting this knowledge? Is Sabda Praman. And where is this Sabda Praman? It is Veda. If you want the knowledge of self, you have to go to Vedas. No other way you can get it. It is not pratyaksha. You can't see that Brahman pratyaksha directly by your sense organs. Neither by Anuman. Anuman means inference. Example for that?
Smoke
and fire. Because you have seen the relationship between smoke and fire, now you are seeing on the top of the mountain, only smoke you are able to see, you can say the fire is there. What is the difference between Anuman and Arthapatti? What is Arthapatti?
After the fact.
Same things are not happening at a time. Early morning, when I got up, I saw the snow everywhere, but it is not snowing at that time. Arthapatti says,
it's not in the night.
It's not in the night. So, Sabda is the Praman for Brahman. And what is Shastra? Six topics is to be covered by Shastra. Ishwar, Brahma, Dharma, and means to reach Brahman. Six topics. What is Prasthantrayi? Brahma Sutra. These are the Prasthantrayi. Why is it called Prasthantrayi? What is the meaning of Prasthan? Departure from which place to which place? You start walking from where you are standing in the life. If you read this Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad and Brahma Sutra, they will help you to proceed toward your goal. Prasthan, Trayi. Trayi means three. Then there were three gates of reality. Apparent reality. Empirical reality and absolute reality. So what is this apparent reality? Reality is for a temporary period of time. So long you are deluded, you are seeing the silver on seashell. But this silver cannot be traded in the market. Can you sell that silver in the market? No. So that reality is only for a limited period of time, apparent reality. Empirical reality? Vyavaharik sir, silver you can trade in the market. Can you take this silver of the waking world into the dream world? No. Can you bring or utilize the objects of the dream world in the waking world? No. Can you utilize the objects of this world when you are realized or in the Turiya state? Will they help you? Objects of this world are of no use in the dream world. Objects of the dream world are of no use in the waking world. Draw an inference whether the object of this world are going to help you in the other world. That means in the Turiya state, or if you don't understand Turiya state, when you leave this world, take birth in another body. So whatever you have got at present, is that going to help you? No. Empirical world things will not help you. Either you take rebirth, punarjanma, then also this bank balance is not going to help you there. Number two, even you are realized also, then these are also of no use. What is absolute reality? Brahman is the absolute reality. That is paramarthik satya. We have to get this paramarthik satya. What is this paramarthik satya? This paramarthik satya is jiva is Brahma. That's all. What is the knowledge? Knowledge you have to get that this jiva is Brahma. Tat tvam asi. That Brahma tvam. You are that. This is knowledge. Tat tvam asi. Jiva Brahma ekya. Then what is this Mangalacharan? Mangal Acharan is a prayer. Prayer to whom? Lord. Why we are doing? What is the purpose?
To remove obstacle
number one. There were two.
To be energized.
Very good. At least part by part we can make it whole. Very good. What is the meaning of Vasudeva? Vasu means? Basati iti Vasu, one who resides in the hearts of all beings. Vasu Dev means? Dyotanat iti Deva. Dyotanat means which illumines, which controls, which rules. So Vasudev, inside my heart, sitting inside, he is controlling everything. He is ruling. Vasudev Indra, Yogindra. Yogi, who is yogi? One who is united with the Lord is a yogi. And Indra, Indra means best amongst all the yogis. Yogindra. Vasudev Indra, Yogindram. Natva, prostrating. Om. Gyan Pradam Guru. Guru will give you what? Only Gyan. And what we need? Only Gyan to know our own Swarup. Nothing else is needed. Gyan Pradam Guru. Pradam means, Dam means, Dadati. Pra means, Prakarsena. Prakarsena Dadati means, he gives you the knowledge. Free of all doubts. Natva Gyan Pradam Guru. Very good. Why Guru is called Avatar? What do you mean by Avatar? Avataran. It comes from Avataran. From his own status, Lord is coming to our status. Lord takes form of human form. Why he takes form? Lord takes form. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhava. That is the purpose of avatar. So why Guru has come? Why he is treated as avatar? He has also taken a form. Lord also takes a form. Guru has also taken a form. Remains in his own standing. But for the Lord is coming as a avatar, having his all powers with him. He never gets diluted. Lord never gets diluted that I am Lord. But he will do the Leela. Similarly, Guru has also taken a form. Who is Guru? Go who removes the dark. Go means darkness, Ru is the remover. And what is the qualification of Guru? No.
You think that you should be.
Hmm. Who should be? Yeah.
Oh, many. You should be well knowledgeable in the Vedas. You should be in their presence. You should be inspired. He should be stuck in his own self. He should abide in his own self. Abide in the reality, not in his own.
What is the technical word for that? Shrotriya Brahmanishtha. Shrotriya Brahmanishtha. Who can? Studied all the scriptures, Shrotriya, Brahmanishtha, abiding in that. Third qualification is, he should come through Guru Shishya Parampara. He should not be self-made guru. Number four, he should be able to communicate, deliver, explain to. So these are the four qualifications. How do I come to know that Guru has come in my life? When he lifts my mind, he inspires me, lifts my mind from the empirical world to higher world, then Guru has come into your life. He is the person. So Guru is called as avatar. What is the technical name of his avatar? Mad Anugraha Avatar. For my Anugraha he has come, and he says to be custom built Guru. Custom built. For few sishyas. And what are the other avatars?
Purna
avatar. Example?
Lord Krishna.
Krishna, Lord Rama. Then second?
Ansa
avatar. For a particular purpose. Varaha Kurma Matsya. Then?
Avesh
avatar.
Narasingha
avatar.
Sudden,
hataat. Another example?
Narsingha
avatar. Draupadi. Vastra avatar. It is called Vastra avatar. Draupadi called and instantly Lord became Vastra. Vastra avatar. And Nitya avatar. Who are the Nitya avatar?
Sadhu,
Mahatma. They are the Nitya avatars. What is moksha? We want moksha, liberation. What is moksha? Prapti. Atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti. Will it happen? Yes. Can you prove? We have done all these exercises. What is the source of dukkha? The source of dukkha.
Anything that is not the
OET. Yes. Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET. This is what is called in technical term prakriti, maya. So which is giving me sorrow?
Prakriti
or maya. And OET means whole world. BMI means my body. Ab batao, the whole world is giving you sorrow or my own body is giving me sorrow. And there are only two things. One is the spirit, the life spark, and another is matter. In the BMI chart, Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, the whole thing is matter. It is the matter which is giving you sorrow.
But isn't that a tool for me in this world to use the BMI, OET, and my all that to remove the ignorance? Because until I have the ignorance that is me, that is giving me sorrow.
Yes. this vehicle is needed to transcend these gunas. This whole thing is made of trigun. Vasana, BMI, PFT and OAT all are made of trigun. Prakriti is trigun, Maya is trigun. So which is giving me sorrow? Trigun is giving me sorrow. Why I am getting sorrow? Because I am identified with triguna. With triguna, my body is also made and the whole Brahmand is also made. Everything is made of triguna. Because I am identified with the guna, triguna, I get the sorrow. If I am not identified, I don't get sorrow. I am not identified with the next neighbor's house. So even if it breaks down, it doesn't matter to me. And the Om is Satchidanand. Can it give sorrow? No. Because it is Ananda Swarup. It cannot give you sorrow. So now we know the area from where we are getting sorrow. So if we disidentify with the Maya or Prakriti and identify with the Om, will this happen? Atyantik Dukh Nivritti and Atyantik Sukh Prapti? The Dukh is coming from Prakriti and Maya. Why we are getting? Because we are identified. If we disidentify, what is that present our status? We are identified with the Prakriti and Maya and disidentified with Brahman and Om, Atman. This is our present status. That is why we are getting sorrow. Ab isko ulta kar do. We have identified that the source of the sorrow is Prakriti or Maya. And because of identification, we are getting sorrow. If I disidentify, no sorrow. And identified with the Lord, I will get sukh. So moksha means atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti. There should not be any doubt about this. It will happen. It is scientific. Identification. I am not identified with the Himalayan or the river Ganges, that they are not giving me sorrow. The moment in Himalaya, if I go, this is my kutia and this is my mango tree, then the problem starts. The moment you are identified with anything, problem will start. No identification. That is why it is said, you use prakriti, upayog karo, upabhog nahi karo. Upayog means utilize it for your goal, but don't get what we are doing. Are we utilizing prakriti for our goal? Mahatma gives a beautiful example. One person gave some money to his servant. Go get some vegetables from the market. Come, cook it. I have to go to the office at 10 o'clock. The boy went with the money for doing the marketing and all those things. In the marketplace he saw Bandar Ka Naach. And he started seeing. Time passed, 1 hour gone. The master is saying, what happened? This boy had not come. When he came, brought the vegetables, but there was no time to cook and serve him. He left office, left for the office without having this food. So what happened? This servant could not deliver because he was engrossed in the madari ka naach. We are also, our position is like that servant only. We are also engrossed in madari. This whole world is nothing but the play of. We are engrossed in that and we have forgotten our goal. Kahan pahunchna hai, we have forgotten. So in this Vasudevendra Yogindran, what is the purpose, what is the validity of this text? It is given in the Mangalacharan. The four things are there. What are those four things? Anubandha Chatushtaya. Number one, Adhikari. Who is Adhikari? That word has come in that, no? Vasudevendra Yogindra. Mumuchu. So, Adhikari is Mumuchu. What is the Vishaya? Tattva. That word also has come there. Then the third, Prayojan. What is the leverage? Mumuchu naam hitarthaya. What is the hit of Mumuchu? Mukti. He wants Mukti. Liberation. And what is the sambandha? What is the relation between this text and the things to be known? Bodha, bodhak, sambandha. Bodha, bodhak. The text is, this book is bodhak. It reveals. It's a revealer. And what is revealed is the Brahman. So the text is a revealer and the Brahman is revealed. Then in the Vivek we learned the definition, Nitya Vrastu, Ekam Brahma, and all other are Anitya. How do we prove all things are Anitya? I told you 4 points. Whole world is Anitya. How do I prove?
It's perishable.
Perishable, it's general.
It's an assembly of parts.
It's an assembly of parts, one, number one. Utpatti and Vinash. Okay, Utpatti and Vinash. Number two. Whole world is an effect. And effect is nothing but cause in different form. All ornaments are nothing but gold in different form. The whole world is nothing but cause in different form. What is the cause of the world? Chalo, maan lete hain, Bhagwan hai. Brahman is the better. If you take out cause from the effect, what remains?
Nothing
remains. Take out gold from gold ornament, you cannot show the form of the ornament. Take out Bhagavan or Brahman from the world. Will you be able to show the Naam Roop of the world? You cannot show. Aaya samajh mein nahi. Effect is nothing but cause in different form. Gold ornaments are nothing but gold in different form. We call it necklace, earring, nose pin, bangles, whatever you want to say. But those are only form and name. Take out gold from that. Take out cause from the effect. Can you show me the form of a bangle or a form of a necklace? No, you can't show. Apply the same formula on the whole world. Whole world is an effect. This effect must have a cause. And according to our second rule, effect is nothing but cause in different form. Take out the cause from the effect, world will not be there. Rahega? Nahi rahega. Since it is an effect, the world is an effect, isliye temporary hai. Second, the whole world is nothing but it's an assembly of all parts. If one part is broken, one part of the car is broken, third is, it is drishya, it is seen. And what is the formula of? Whatever is seen is inert. First formula. Whatever you see in this world is inert. First thing. Sun, moon, star, whatever you see. Is inert. Vasana, BMI, PFT, OAT, made of prakriti, whole thing is inert. It is the sentiency is given by Atman. Whole thing is inert. So, yad drishyam tad jadam, first law. Yad jadam tad nasvaram. Whatever is seen is perishable, changing and perishable. And whatever is nasvar, it is asat. This you may not be able to follow now, but this is fact. Asat means it is not there, whole world is not there. Yad drishyam, tad jadam, tad nasvaram, tad asat. And the fourth is utpatti and vinash. The whole world, it has manifest, unmanifest, manifest, unmanifest. Utpatti and vinash. That is why it is called asat, asatyam, nitya, anitya. And Brahman is nitya. How do you prove Brahman is nitya? Brahman is cause, but it is causeless cause. Causeless cause, there is no cause of the Brahman. Brahman ka maa baap nahi hai. What is the technical word for that? Causeless cause? Swayambhu. Swayam bhavati iti swayambhu. Causeless cause. Second, it is without parts. We have got the parts, hand, legs. We have got gross body, subtle body and causal body. Brahman has got no. No gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. Who made this gross body, subtle body, causal body? Prakriti, Maya. And he is Mayapati, other than Maya. So, no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body in Brahman. Third point. Whole world is drishya and he is adrishya, not seen. And fourth. No utpatti, no vinash. So, therefore, he is nitya. And the whole world is anitya. Ho gaya doubt free? We have discussed only so far. Now we will discuss Vivek and Vairagya in our next class. Oh.
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णं गच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।